Blog Talk Radio. And this song, ladies and gentlemen, is in honor of Corey.
Hold up, bring the beat back.
Stop.
I ain't ready yet. Wait, let me fix my hair. Been locked up in the house way too long. It's time to get it.
Damn right.
Cause once again he's out doing wrong. And my girl's so real. That it's been a minute since I had come. He's been acting up. But he won't be the only one.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and Corey knows why I played that for her. At least I hope you do.
As soon as you saw me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all said something?
I love that dress.
I think I might have to bust out my Freakum dress in Second Life. Oh, wait, I think I'm wearing it, actually.
Wearing it. I got real ones and was a Second Life.
I got real ones, too, but I don't bust them out very often.
And then you should send me pictures.
Wait. By the way, my Second Life husband met our adopted Second Life daughter for the first time today.
Aww.
And I thought he was going to be upset. Yeah, I thought he was going to be upset. He was like, ooh, let me hold it. But you know what he said? You know what he said? Because he's my Second Life husband. Did you look at the code?
See, that's awesome.
That's funny. All right, you know what? I should introduce the show. Wait, what is the frowny face for in the chat? I don't know. Anyway, it is. Oh crap! What month is it? Is it April? It's April.
You better know it's April. You better know what happens this month too.
What?
Introduce the show. I'm done talking.
What? Girl, you know my memory. It's April 17th, 2012. And it is Tuesday, which means it's time for Pixinista. And for those of you that don't know, that means Pixel Fashionista, a term that we coined to mean us. That's right, bitches. And I'm Snow White with the very, very, very bad memory. I have trouble remembering everything. Are you talking about taxes in April?
What happens this month? It only happens once a year.
Taxes?
Not just taxes.
What? Oh, shit. Is it somebody's birthday?
I wonder whose.
Is it your birthday? When is your birthday? I don't know.
I'm done talking to you.
I don't remember your birthday.
I'm done talking to you.
I don't remember
I don't know your birthday either.
You know what? Both of you are on my list.
Oh, my God.
I want to say February 21st.
Why would my birthday be February 21st if I said it was this month?
April 21st. Why is that thing February? Oh, my God. April 21st.
Introduce that girl. I'm done talking.
All right. That's Corey / Game Matrix, who's apparently going to cut us because we don't remember her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because I have trouble remembering my own birthday sometimes.
7 months ago. Ooh, thank you.
My birthday was? Really?
Hold on. 7 months.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Okay. yeah, I don't remember my own birthday sometimes. And then we also have Ginger Rocks up in this piece. Hi, ma'am.
Rawr. Heya.
Hey, who apparently had her own battle drama earlier, so that was fun.
That was hot, is what that was.
Awesome.
And I will...
I'm telling you, you know what? I am perfectly happy. I ain't got no complaints, so...
Oh, I got complaints.
Why? Because we don't remember your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Thank you so much.
Is
You're
today
early,
your birthday?
But at least you said happy birthday. You see how they treat me? They can't even say, Corb, sorry, we don't remember your birthday.
Is that your birthday?
No, it is not.
When did you, if I knew your birthday, I would tell you happy birthday.
That is not the point. You should.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Corey.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
28.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's the same day as mine.
Mine's
in September.
I know when your birthday is, little pale girl.
Oh. Well, should I call you Little Caramel Girl?
Yes, you should.
Okay, Little Caramel Girl.
Because I am.
She is, and she's a very delicious caramel, too.
Mm. All right. Okay.
At least according to some.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
She's snorted. She's
snorted. Wow.
I got it. That slipped out.
Oh, God. I had to choke on that one. Ooh.
Ah, that was fun. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Well, we are going to educate the people about their digital creations. Now, we talk a lot on this show about digital clothing. And we've also told you how to make some in and out of Second Life. Some of you who craft already know how to do it, World of Warcraft, everywhere else. But the question is, how much should you sell them for? And do you understand your worth when you make these things? And we will share with you what prompted this discussion this fine evening. If you didn't listen last week, this is part of the one of the things that prompted the discussion. We had famed, I can never say it right, IMUV. Is it IVMU or IMVU? Yeah.
I think it's IMVU.
I think it's IMVU, too.
Look, and I'm looking at it on my screen because, I told you I created an account last week. It is right there. It's IMVU. But famed designer Nevaeh Stardust was on. Was supposed to have one of her cohorts on in a couple of weeks, so whenever they can get free. But, she was talking about selling her creations. She doesn't like to discuss money. However, she said, I don't know why, girl, tell us how much.
Give us a lowdown.
Yes, so she's one of the reasons we were talking about this. Another reason is, if you had not heard, Ginger and I have decided to dip our toe into the design waters. So we design baby shoes and accessories in Second Life for Zuby exclusively. And there was an argument that broke out yesterday in the Zuby chat room.
I totally missed that. Damn it.
Well, the... of Zuby, and I'm giving her some free press. I'm going to tell her when I get off, too. I gave you some free press. His name, Carrie Tattoo. These babies, they're a pretty amazing creation. Forget the fact that they're babies. The AI is just amazing. It really is. I always appreciate good code. But
freak me out. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I can't do the. Even when I did the whole Second Life pregnancy myself, it freaked me out. I couldn't have the baby out for long.
Not the pregnancy and the baby. And I get what... I'm along with you. The babies they used to make are hideous. This thing here is a beautiful creation. It is basically, some people are going to get offended because they got offended yesterday when I called it a thing. But the equivalent of having a
pixel. It is a thing. It's a fucking pixel. It's a pixel with code inside. It's a fucking thing.
Well, it's not just that. They were offended because I called the baby a thing. And they're like, I would never call a real baby a thing. And I said, well, I have heard parents do so. And it's usually a term of endearment. Either way. The girl who made it, I think she's...
It's not a real baby.
It's
pixels. It's basically code. It's basically code in a program. In a pretend fantasy program where you can, stab your avatar in the eye and pull out the eye and it can still walk around like, la, 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 la. That means it's not real.
No. Calm down. That is not the topic of this conversation.
Everybody RPs differently. People RP differently.
Hey, Ginger May. And Snow. That's not the topic of this conversation. We're not talking about the RP or the baby. We're talking about the digital creations. Y'all see what I have to do? I have to referee. Okay. It's not even fighting.
Well, if you just throw some Jello out, it would be good.
That would be fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, the fight that broke out in the chat room was one of the girls called Carrie greedy because she created accessories to go along with the baby that you are to buy to make the baby grow. In essence, the baby is a game. You buy it, it's a game. You try to see how much stars you can earn in a day to get it to grow, and it actually does grow and turn into a toddler, all that cool stuff, which is why I say it's a brilliant piece of code. The girl is a genius. She's making money hand over fist. Mm-hmm. Now, the girl also said it's too pricey. You pay 5,000 lindens. Somebody got their lended window open, can tell me what's the cost of 5,000 lindens today?
Yep. Hang on, I'll tell you.
Okay. So we get a dollar amount going.
Okay, estimating for 5,000 lindens.
Damn, $20. Okay, so you're paying $20 approximately, give or take a few dollars on any given day, for a digital baby.
I'll be damned if I'm going to do that shit.
She always she sells also the accessories to go with it to make it grow, which comes in the form of, obviously, it's role play, it's bottles. It's
bottles, diapers, vitamins.
Yeah. The diaper
baby wash.
Yeah, the vitamins, I'm just estimating, what's 26 lindens? Anybody able to see how much 26? What is it, like
just
half?
Just 26?
Yeah, for one bottle of vitamins, because she just released...
Hey, it won't tell me just 26. It'll automatically round up to 500.
Okay, so we'll say probably that's even less than a cent. A micro cent is 26.
It's going to be less than... 543 is 250, so...
So we're going to say a micro penny for you to get one bottle of vitamins to role play with your baby, and it's going to, whatever the case may be. Okay, so the girl said she was greedy for doing so. Now, and this is true across the board in all games we've talked about, that people don't know the value of things. Now, I'm first one to say, I ain't buying no damn vitamins. I paid $3,000 for my baby. I adopted it, and I got it because it was an investment. I need to try these damn shoes on something, okay?
Ginger's baby was never around.
Yeah, I can't find Ginger. She's somewhere roaming around in the dragon keep somewhere, wherever she hell she is in or anything. So I need a baby to try my shoes on and my little creations on. And I enjoy doing it. It's a creative endeavor. However, the thing that got to me was when you look around Second Life, all these games, there are people in World of Warcraft. This is all they do. This is how they make their money. They sit and they make rare armor. They sit in EverQuest, well, I don't think anybody's doing EverQuest anymore, and they make rare weapons. And, why
that's
is it
how I made my money in EverQuest, too. I sat there and I leveled up a damn jeweler, and I made jewelry and I made skills for scouts.
Yeah, but did you sell them for real cash, too?
No.
Well, some people that, would you have?
I don't know. Okay, to me, this is how this works. In Second Life, it's a little different because the money scale is different. It tends to
fluctuate like a market.
Basically, yeah. But in a game like WoW or EverQuest or something, the time you have to put into making something does not equate to enough money to me. Like, instead of spending my time sitting on my ass up at a computer screen ruining a hobby of mine, because really gaming is a hobby of mine, crafting in games is a hobby. And if I had turned it into a job, it's going to ruin it for me. And I'm not going to want to do it anymore. I'm going to be like, well, fuck this shit, it's work. That the time that it would take me to make money in the game would not be enough, would not be a good investment for me at all.
Yeah. Now, that being said, you not a Second Life designer. But we're talking about people who we know spend hours doing this, and this is how they make their living.
Oh, no. I knew somebody. In fact, my last... my last OC partner, bitch, my last OC partner, who really was kind of a bitch to me, but she did that. This was her living. She got in there. She owns a few stores. And I mean, she was pretty talented. She was very creative, and, she made all her own stuff and her own textures and blah, 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 whatever. She even made her own skins and stuff, but this is how she made her money, and she spent a whole hell of a lot of time doing this.
Now, again, that being said, do you think if you make an object, let's say you decide you're going to be the next, digital version of Versace, you make these evening gowns, but you make accessories. Maybe you make shoes to go with them, with the dress and the purses, and you say it's separate. Mm-hmm. All of it's separate, but you have to buy it separate. Do you think that's greedy that you created these extra things that you're selling them separately?
No, not at all.
And see, that is where the argument came in the room, where this girl who opened her mouth and said this stupidity got descended upon like the plague, and how our lovely topic came about. So what we like to tell you, some of you out there, and we'll probably continue to gripe here, but I'm going to get this point right out at the front of the show. You people that are in these other virtual worlds who sit and spend your hours making this, and you truly enjoy doing it, because I do enjoy making the shoes. I don't know why I enjoy making the shoes. I cannot tell you why, honestly. I'll sit and we make the shoes or we make things, and I have a nice creative outlet. I enjoy the time. It doesn't take me hours and hours, probably an hour at best if I'm not being picky.
Mm-hmm.
If you are making something to sell, whatever the world it may be, in IMUV or anywhere else, if you're making it and giving it away, and I know one certain little boy who's listening to the show who's 16 years old, you live in China, you are idiotic for giving away your creation. Game developers
get paid. Unless you're giving them to me, okay?
Yes, game developers. This is the same thing that you're doing is what game developers are doing. You people who make mods for Call of Duty, for Skyrim, and you're sitting and retexturing things, this is what the developers are doing. And if you're saying, man, it's a lot of work, this is also why they look at you crazy when you say, by the way, we don't like the ending to your game. We need you to redo it. I'm talking to you people that are bitching about Mass Effect. This is why they're angry, or why we are angry, because I know how much work they put into this. Texturing is not an easy thing to give you something that looks like armor, that
really
looks
not.
Like a gun, that looks like a real shoe. It is not easy, and you should not be giving yourself away. If you can charge for it, please do. Please do.
Okay, yes. And this is the thing.
Exactly.
As No Thank You pointed out, which was a point I was going to make anyway, but as he said in the chat room, I have to give credit where it's due, or I'll get my ass in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble. As No Thank You said in the chat room, it's good business sense. It's a matter of supply and demand. If you have a product, it's just like DLCs for gaming. If you have a product that people like and you can make extra money by giving them a little something extra, say, oh, here, look, I got this too. You can add it to it for a certain price. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have it for the original product to work, but you can always add to it. People are going to be like, you know, that actually sounds like a really good idea. And then they're going to pick your item. You're going to make more money. So is it stupid? Not at all. I think it's absolutely brilliant. It is awesome business sense.
Yes,
do what
exactly.
you got to do. Make your paper.
Well, I think the other thing, especially with these babies that she's making, she updates them all the time. There's always
for free.
New code. For, yeah, for free.
The update is free.
Yeah, the update is free. So you buy the initial baby for, I don't know, something like 5,000 Linden.
Mm-hmm. It is 5,000. 20,000 if you get twins. I don't know what. What's that big jump? 20,000? No, I'm sorry. It's not 20,000.
I exaggerate. Like 6,500 or something.
Yeah, it's still a big, it's still a nice little jump.
Yeah.
I guess
anyway.
Because like they have to, the code has to go with both babies. Like, it's a little more complicated to write that code. I don't know.
Well, each baby, you can have, because I have met several of these people. I was going to say crazies, but hey, I have one. They have, like, 30 babies. I'm not kidding
you.
Yes. 30.
I think crazy still works. Go ahead.
Hey, but you like my brand of crazy.
I do like your brand of crazy. Yes, I do.
They have 30 babies. Each of these babies operates sort of on its own channel. They can actually interact with each other, but the clothes and the closets and whatnot are all registered to a, well, they're not registered to a specific baby, but they're registered to a specific code inside the baby anymore.
So they don't each have their own closet. The closet, once one baby's wearing outfit, the other one can't wear the same outfit. Which, again,
now that I don't agree with.
Well, no, you don't agree with it, but I'm looking at it as it's brilliant coding. If you did buy, let's say they were real children, if you bought one child an outfit, obviously the other child can't wear the same outfit at the same time. Now, you can take it off and you can put it on the other baby, but they can't both be wearing the same outfit from the same closet. She really has done something brilliant.
So you're not, I'm sorry, I'm eating a mint. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's not that once a baby wears an outfit, like, it's branded to them, and the other baby can't wear it at all. They just can't wear it at the same time.
Yeah,
they just can't wear it at the same time.
Oh, okay, that's cool then. That's cool.
Yeah. And most people are selling their outfits for between about 300 Linden and 150 Linden a piece. It just really depends on the quality.
My shoes cost that much because I make some that are one of a kind. That's why I'm making a paper. I don't make a...
Now, the reason that I got a little annoyed at that is I thought you meant, seriously, that once one baby wore it, that the other baby couldn't wear it at all. It didn't matter if the other one was wearing it or not. You know what I mean?
No.
She's very smart. Also, the clothes are transferable. Like, if I decided I didn't want such and such a dress anymore, I could sell it to Ginger, and Ginger's baby can wear it.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing exactly some of the things we talk about here on Pixinista, which is creating a supply and demand, which is why when Ginger and I started making the shoes, we only make so many. We maybe make 5, 6, and then we're like, we're gone. Don't come back asking for it. It's gone. You didn't get it. Next shoe. So it creates a supply and demand. Anybody that wants something specialized, you know, we charge more for. I charge astronomical amount of shit. Like, what is it? The guy made the New York Giants hat for. He paid me 400 Linden. And the hats, people are charging like 50. I was like, you going to pay me for this hat.
Yes, but your hats are awesome.
It's a one-of-a-kind hat. Nobody else in Second Life Baby has it. Nobody has it. And I told them, if you pay me 400, this is yours for, you know, for the duration of Second Life. I will never make another one. I did make another one, though. It was pink. But it was not red like this.
I mean, not to sound like, because we work together, I don't want to sound like I'm kissing ass or anything, but yours are so much better quality than everybody else's. Well, yeah.
You got a little brown on your nose there.
I know, right? It sounds that way, but no. But if you go and look, the stuff that she makes actually looks like real shoes. It's real textures from real clothing and whatnot. It's beautiful. where you go to these other places, and you remember the old clothes people used to make that looked like they were painted on?
They look
yeah.
like
yes.
Yeah. They are ugly. And I'm not the only one who does the good realistic stuff, and we don't tend
and
to.
The, yeah, and those people tend to charge more.
Yeah.
And you can, because people will pay that for the quality.
It's yeah. supply and demand. It is always good business to match your prices with the demand. Now, do I think you need to go overboard, be charging like $2,000 for a damn hat? No.
Oh, I would not. I wouldn't.
No.
If it was for a real avatar, these are these little, you know, they're little AI babies. No, I would never
yeah.
do that. Although, this girl going to pay me for these damn wings. You listening, Wicked? You going to pay for these wings, girl, because they're specially made for you. And this is my Photoshop done crash. Girl, I'm mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
but the thing is, I cannot understand the disconnect with people where they think they're supposed to get stuff for free. If they're paying,
it's
they're
a sense of entitlement, and it pisses me off. It really
it's the
is.
Same thing with Facebook when they play the Facebook games. Remember, y'all know my game I love on Facebook. It's the only one I will log in to play. Stardom or whatever it is. I forget the name of my damn game. I can't remember it.
Is that the one where you have to have the stars or something?
Yes, and you have to, you know, they're in the agent, you're their agent, and you have to get the movies, and you have, yeah.
I forgot about that game.
They have, whoever designs their clothes, some of the clothes are real designers, you know, the Versace and those people, and some of, whoever else is designing the clothes needs to, you know, wow, beautiful, lavish, gorgeous dresses, and they are also doing the same thing. You have to buy the dresses. Some of the dresses make your stars feel better, or it keeps them from being addicted to drinking, or so you know it adds statistics. So they're selling them. They're microtransaction. It works the same way with the babies. It works the same way with a whole bunch of other stuff in Second Life, clothing. You see a lot more MMOs in Second Life where you know you can buy the armor, and this armor is you know plus five.
Yeah.
Yes. So why is it greedy is the question I want to ask the girl. Why is it greedy? Do you not understand the work that people put into this? Do you think
it's greedy because they don't want to have to pay for anything? That's why it's greedy. Because they're like, oh, well, you know, if I bought one thing, then I shouldn't have to buy any more. That's like saying, okay, well, since I bought this iPhone, I don't have to ever have to upgrade it.
You know,
I should get everything for free.
So,
or if I bought this iPhone, then I should be able to get this case for free, or those headphones for free, or I should be able to get that clip for free to go with it.
Well,
that's
I agree. Maybe your iPhone case should be free if you paid $400 for your iPhone. But we're talking about a digital item that somebody else spent hours making for you, and you don't even need it. That's what I think that got to me about the girl saying she was greedy. You don't even have to have the bottles, the diapers, the clothes to play with your little digital baby. It comes with clothes, and if you don't feed it, it just don't grow, and that's it. And it's still a newborn baby for the duration you have it. But it, you know, what's the fun in that unless you make shoes like we do? So. Why buy it? It's, everybody kept telling her, you don't have to buy any of this stuff. Hell, you didn't have to buy the baby. Why are you even in the chat room? And her defense was, I don't understand why I can't have an opinion. An opinion is, hey, Carrie, is there any way, you know, you're thinking about lowering the prices? It's a little pricey. These bottles, you know, this six-pack of bottles that cost me 150 lint is a little pricey. You think maybe you might have a sale one day and I could stock up? You call the woman greedy, but you are holding
That's
something.
Not an opinion. That's an insult.
It is.
Yeah.
It is an insult to her. I've seen some of the people. Y'all know my other favorite design, Purple Moon. Somebody was complaining. Oh. She gave away some free earrings the other day, and they were like, "Well, why weren't the other earrings free?" And I'm like,
"Bitch, you just got something free.
You just got free earrings. She just gave them to you. They were free earrings, and these earrings are easily worth 1,000 lindens, easily." And when I say when I got them and I put them on, I zoomed in. This girl spent some hours. It's not a textured piece of thing. She actually built these fucking earrings. They're beautiful. And she gave them away for free. And you are complaining. So how much should, if they can't even be free, what is it that you want, people?
Wow. What is wrong with these people?
I don't know, dude, but I'm telling you, it's people like them
yeah.
that make things harder for all the other consumers out there. And,
yeah.
okay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I had something like this happen at work today. I work in basically retail, and we had items. And this woman was like, are you going to put this on sale? I said, well, you know, we normally put it on sale when it needs to go on sale. Okay, well, are you going to put it on sale anytime soon? When it needs to go on sale, I will. Do you have any of the back that's on sale? Ma'am, when it's time to go on sale, I'll put it on sale for you. Well, why can't you do it right now? Because it does need to go on sale. And that was like our whole conversation. It's And she, like, walked off like I did something wrong. I'm like, all right, bitch.
What in the hell?
I don't know. Like, she just couldn't get it through her head. It's not time for this to go on sale. It's the same exact thing. Everybody thinks that when you walk in, you should cater to their every whim. It doesn't matter if you're going to lose money. It doesn't matter if you're supposed to do it. They think that since I'm here, since I'm your, quote, customer, and you wouldn't have a job without me, that I should get all this shit for free. And while it is true that I wouldn't have a job without you, there's no sense in you being a complete dick to me while I'm here.
No kidding. What the hell are people thinking? Wow.
Sorry. You made me laugh.
That's my other deal. I mean, how many people buy hair and skin and clothes and shoes and, you know, just because you bought one thing from a store doesn't mean everything in that store should be free to you afterwards.
Thank you.
The thing is, now, if you're making armor, say, for World of Warcraft,
yeah,
it's difficult, but when you are doing stuff like the mods for Skyrim, like they handed out the kit, there are some people that are actually, like I said, going in and retexturing everything from the armor to the swords to the backgrounds, everything, to create a mod, and they are handing it over for free. I personally would be like, you're going to at least give me a dollar. Something.
Dude, hell yeah.
Something. And you people that are handing some of your stuff over for free, no. I think I gave away 5 free hats since the time we had the store. 5.
Okay, well, this is the thing. I can understand why some people would do it if it was something for like a mod, because they can use it for their portfolio. They can say, well, I did this. Like, if they're going for a job, I made this mod. Look how many people used it. Look at all the good reviews I got. That's kind of like a little boost for your portfolio, but still, you can get like a dollar for it.
Yeah.
If it's a good mod, people will pay a dollar for it. And
see,
if you get 500 people using your damn mod, hey, look, it's $500.
This is the thing. You hit the nail on the head. A lot of people know how to do this, texture things and code things, and for some reason there's a disconnect between them not realizing that they're actually doing what a game developer does. If you are in IMUV, Second Life, and any of these millions of little worlds and stuff are making mods, you are doing exactly what the same people that sat and made Halo, they did the exact same thing. They have better tools than what you used, but you're doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
on some cases, you're actually making clothing and mods and things that look better than what they were doing. And you have
yes.
less.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God. Like the mods for Dragon Age and Dragon Age 2. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Uh-huh. So you really need to recognize your own skill.
Recognize
your own skill and start saying, hey, go ahead and throw it.
what your boy say in the room?
I know he's not saying anything. I'm sorry. I just flipped back to Second Life for a minute to see what fashion disasters I could pick up. But
and she starts laughing.
And no, but a name popped up and it was Rick James, and all of a sudden I was like, it's Rick James, bitch. And I just
you should have typed out fuck your couch. There you go.
Fuck your couch. Oh God, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
You said I just messed up our whole anger riff we had going. Our righteous riff.
It was you
people out there need to recognize your worth. So I say, if you are, I won't say proficient. If you know your way around the Photoshop, if I say make a ball that looks three-dimensional and you can do so, you probably have some exceptional skill, and you need to be making some other clothes and things, and then make sure that you start selling them. Selling for a price is what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody's like, well, what price? I don't know. If you just make balls in Second Life... Maybe if they bounce,
if you can make a good set,
hey,
of
there are ones
balls,
that flop now.
Yeah, right.
I was talking about beach balls.
Oh my God! Oh well, you know where my mind went.
Y'all are so dirty. My girls are so dirty.
You like it?
But I'm gonna tell you on the whole topic of genitalia. If you can make some realistic cock and ball or a realistic cunt in Second Life, you will make so much cash.
True story.
But I have one thing. I know this isn't the topic, but I need to say it because I just saw a girl with it. Girls, if you're going to have a pixel poon, literally a pixel poon, on your avatar, A, make it match your skin color, because I don't want to see an orange pixel poon on a brown skin girl. B, please push it where it's supposed to go. If you have it poking out too far at the front, it looks like a small penis. If you have it hanging down too far between your legs, it looks like a wizard sleeve.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about specifically? Because I've not seen these. I used to just get the one that's drawn on, and then I buy my Excite one and then make it invisible because I don't want it.
There are actual pixel poons that stick out from your body, and they freak me out.
Yes. They have mesh ones now, too.
Yes, I swear to you, my cunt does not look like that.
No.
And I actually saw it on a girl, and I was like, what the f-? And I went, I got a mirror, and I was actually checking out my own cunt. Like, does mine look like that?
You know what the hell?
You can go for it.
You pulled out a mirror, and we're checking.
It looks like the inner lips are like.
Wow. And she
just down.
I take porn talk on your own time.
No, I'm telling you, I'm trying to be, you know, scientific instead of being all, well, not really. It looks like a damn withered sleeve, literally hanging down, all floppy and disgusting, and I'm done. All right.
Wow. So what's floppy? That's what I want to know.
You know, the rest of her was, so she had the physics going too, so like her.
Man, and so many of you people wearing those physics. All right, I've got physics too. I wear them sometimes, not all the time. Some of you turn physics down.
Right? Because when you move, your boobs are not supposed to bounce down to your belly button and then up to your chin.
No shit. If your boobs are going between your arms and behind you, A, your boobs are too big. B, turn your physics down.
How about the ones that have the booty and they stop and the booty's still moving? Still
God,
moving.
That was just
I know exactly who you're talking about right there. You're thinking of plan. I know who you're talking. Oh,
that was this girl I'm talking about with the sculpting
she
the vagina.
Moving,
it looks like
her butt would keep moving for 5 minutes.
Yes, it looks like
a skybox
fighting under a blanket or some shit.
I don't know if you ever got her up in a skybox, but the wind would actually fuck with her physics. She had them turned up so high.
My God.
So the wind would, have her butt shaking the entire time. It was hilarious.
I wouldn't be able to have a serious conversation with her. I would have to turn my camera away. I'm going to stare at this wall over here while we have a conversation.
Y'all know if I had actually saw that, I'd be like, you need to turn your physics down. See, y'all be being nice.
I did.
I told one girl, I was like, you know your breast is bouncing through your head. We were on a boat. You know your breast is bouncing through your head?
It is.
Yes.
Please turn your physics down.
Please turn your physics. That's just ugly. You messing up my photos.
Anyway, back to what we were talking now that I'm totally
You know, old this. Cowboy dude was, you know, all over that, so she was all kinds of happy.
Ugh. All right, but
like we did the whole sneer. That was what you call a digital sneer, in case y'all didn't know. Ugh.
That was a total digital sneer. Like, oh, good
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-mm.
Nasty
girl. Oh.
Okay, so anyway, so what would you guys say would be? I'm trying to think of a good pricing. You got some nice digital. Ooh, that is cute. See, y'all know what? Here's my new obsession now. Since I started making the shoes, I walk around taking pictures of kids' feet. I know. Last Friday, there were some moms that thought I was crazy. Excuse me, stop. I need to get a picture of your daughter's sneakers. And it's like, what? As I just, you know, I said, I am not a child pornographer or sex offender. I'm not a fetish. I make digital shoes, and those shoes are too cute. I haven't seen them. Let me get a picture. And I do. I have pictures of kids' feet on my phone. It is.
Aww.
And they're all turning to the side and pose. And I was like, you don't need to pose up top, honey. I'm just getting your feet.
Just, aww.
How they pose. So I'm looking at some shoes now from Lily that are gold. And it is so cute. Oh, my God. I want to make those shoes.
Okay. Well, on the topic of pricing, because that's where you were going.
I'm sorry. I got all sidetracked. Anyway.
All right.
So, topic of pricing.
I'll be honest. I have no idea about prices at all, because I'm thinking about starting making shapes again, because I make some pretty damn good shapes.
You do.
And I really have no idea what to charge for them. I really don't. I have no idea about currency.
Ones.
About economy, when it comes to pricing shit, I'm like, I have no clue.
Usually the ones that I'm seeing in the fashion design circles are going for about between $350 and $900 a piece.
That's not bad.
Well, no. See, the thing is, she has to make the name for herself.
Mm-hmm. I would start on the lower end, probably.
You know what? That's a difficult one to do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you can give out samples. You know, we can kind of demo.
Well, you.
I can make a demo if I make the feet like look pretty big and the hands.
The feet and the hands really big.
But to me, when I'm looking at a shape and I get a demo shape, and part of it's really just wonktified. You like that word?
It throws off the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I can't ever tell if I like the shape or not because I'm like, I don't know. Those feet are fucking with me. I can't tell.
I know, right?
You know what? I'm gonna start selling demos in our store of those shoes. But I'm gonna put one shoe in there's gonna be no other shoe. I'm gonna make half.
That's
the shoe
exactly
missing.
How they do demos.
No, I forgot. If you do one shoe, it puts it on both feet. So I'm gonna have to figure out. Maybe it'll be invisible on half of the shoe or something.
You know, I was looking at that the other day because somebody asked me if I could make some high tops for the baby, and I was like, I don't know, because I know you've got the boots. So maybe if you made the top half of the boots invisible, but I don't know.
Look, no, we discussed that later. We were all talking about, I was like, yeah, if you put the Converse logo up there. That's what I was like. Yeah, you could put the lace hole in the top. See, we're out of control. I'm thinking, Snow, maybe you start off with the 350.
Yeah.
And maybe because we're on a whole bunch of lists or something now. Most of them are Zuby, but there's nothing that said they can't come in and check out your shapes. We get you some stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I say 350 till we get your word out. You need to find a specialized era. But I'm thinking you people.
Well, you know I'm gonna be specialized in them curvy girls because every other shape I've seen are these slim.
Please. I'm tired of the skinny chicks.
Me too. I'm tired of the skinny bitches with the fucked up squinchy faces.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really tired of those really, really, and the damn skins with the buck teeth. I just cannot stand that shit.
No. If somebody had teeth on the other day that were really cute, and I was like, I want those. But
if I was made to wear those damn skins, it would be a fucking punishment. I cannot stand those skins.
You know,
I just want to walk up and, like, pinch their lips closed, be like, stop it.
I saw a tutorial that actually gave a link to where to download the skins, so you can make your own skins, but I don't remember where I saw it now.
I have all of that stuff. It's just for some reason the shoes are good. I don't want to make the kids clothes, although I may have to start because there's a store, and I don't care if she's listening, there's a store across from ours, and that bitch needs to be shot, some of the shit I saw in her store.
No kidding!
Why do you have polka dots? And they're not the cute polka dots. Don't picture cute in your head. Picture polka dots like the stuff when your grandma used to knit you the polka dot blanket, and
No.
It just looks wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I went over, because I go visit everybody's store that makes the same thing we make, because I like to see, since we only make accessories, in case y'all don't know, the big joke about me and Ginger's store is called Vêtements. Vêtements stands for clothes in French, and we don't sell any clothes.
No clothes.
No clothes in the store. So I'll go look at other people's clothes, and sometimes I'll make things that go with their clothes. So if anybody's looking around for shoes and stuff, and I went to look and see what she had because she's across from us, and she has this huge, ginormous store that's blocking my fucking view of the beach, which irritates the fuck out of me.
Wow.
So and her shit is horrible. I think I saw one cute thing out of 15 outfits that she had. One.
Is that the one with she also sells the airplanes?
Yes. Her toys are gorgeous.
Cute.
Off the fucking
But
tank.
The glow?
Yeah,
no,
see,
no.
There are some people that should specialize in one thing and leave other things alone.
Yeah. She needs to. And I'm telling you, all I could think was, my eyes, the goggles, they do nothing when I went in her store.
I
want to
know where, all right, because, I mean, I've seen the code for the shoes and everything else. Where's the code for making these toys?
Oh, I can tell you. I remember I explained it to you yesterday, woman. It's not that there's a code. This is where you have to realize your own brilliance, your own area of brilliance. As Snow said, you make what you make if you're good at it and you do it. The way her stuff is made is there's no code for the toys. You can make whatever toy you want, but this is completely from your mind. Let's say, remember we were talking about the bloody bottles and stuff? You can pull a code out of a bottle to put in your thing. You can't copy and paste it, but you can literally drag it over and put it in the bottle and then make sure it works like it's supposed to and position it, and that's what you've done, bam.
Yeah.
Well, if she's making these toys herself, I think she had a guy with her, and I'm assuming more likely he did them. I don't know why, because I see her clothes. I don't think she got that kind of skill. But, if she is making, then she needs to just make a toy store. Just get rid of the clothes and do nothing but toys, because everything else in there was hurting my eyes. Do you not see how fucking ugly your shit is? And then you have to put yourself.
You know what? Honestly, people do not see that. They do mm-mm. not see that.
No. Nope. You know, see, that's going to make me make some clothes. Why you say that?
I'm telling you, people do not know when their shit is ugly. They think it's the best thing since sliced bread.
No, like, I will totally admit, my first little pink shoes, I'm so pleased with. Those black ones, I don't know.
You know, if I had the patience, if I had the patience to learn sculpt these or mesh, I would make furniture because I love making furniture.
Me too. You know what? You were good at that.
I was back when the damn sculpt these and mesh weren't in the area.
Seriously, make some mesh furniture.
You didn't see her furniture. Snow was bad. I still have some of your furniture on one of my avatars for a house because I used it. And people used to always compliment me. Where'd you get that from? I'd be like, Snow made this. They'd be like, no. I'd say, yes. And I was like, remember I got all excited. I was like, I want to make some furniture too, Snow. You going to teach me. She tried to teach me. It didn't work out. So I know my limitations. I could not.
I was like, you know what? How about you just stick to what you do?
She did, and we had one lesson. How about you just give it to me? I'll fix it if there's something wrong with it. You want to make?
You just put the prim down. Put it down. Put it down. Down. All right. No,
she was good. She was good. And this would be the first other thing I'm good at Second Life, other than taking pictures. So I'm pleased. I may not make any clothes because mm-hmm. I don't think I have the patience for the clothes. I went to the. Remember I said I went to the class? Oh fucking hell! I was in there. I was like, I don't even think so. I didn't even take a class for the shoes. I just looked at it and said, oh, I know how to do this. I looked at the clothes and said, I don't know what the fuck this is, but get it away. What
do you
mean attached?
Do not want.
Yeah. Look, what do you mean attached?
Totally want.
Look, it's not talking about attached. Make sure it's attached. No, see, you said attached. I don't want nothing to do with this. Mm-mm. I don't want to have to attach nothing, detach, and recut. No, it's okay. I might. I don't know.
You know, maybe I should look into making mesh, and then I might even make mesh clothes, because I am fucking tired of my mesh clothes not fitting.
Yes. Finally, people are starting to make mesh in larger sizes.
And it's, you know, it's not, and let me tell you, I went to go buy the mesh truth hair you told me about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I put it on, I put the alpha layer on, and then my avatar started going through her little AO, and there were gaps between the damn mesh prims.
Ooh.
I could see straight through my head.
Really? I've not had that issue.
And the damn mesh hair clipped into my body when I moved. Which is not supposed to do. I was so mad. I was like, I've never.
Of those like that.
No, I'm never buying mesh hair from Truth again, ever.
I don't like any hair from Truth, so y'all was on your own. Mm-hmm. And y'all said Truth.
I'm picky about Truth hair, really. But you know what?
You still
love hair. Corey, your favorite place is coming out with mesh hair in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's my Analog Dog?
Analog Dog.
Yes. I'm going shopping.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, boys and girls, it is the end of the show. Tune in tomorrow to hear Corey and Ginger Booty News. And then tune in on Thursday for another edition of Gamer Girls Radio, where we are at our most raw. Mm-hmm.
And we got a lot to talk about. We've already got some good news this week.
Juicy.
Oh. Whoop. You know we're going to be on. We're always on. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. And we'll see you guys later. Bye, bitches.
Mwah.
make your pixel poon match your skin.